Good morning, everybody. My name is Brian, and I'll be sharing with us today during for EMP. So let's begin in prayer. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for giving us the opportunity here to gather and just being able to spend time in worship, in prayer, and in relationship with you. And I just pray that today that you cover me as I share a little bit of a our journey recently, and I just pray that you use my words to, I guess, uplift those that are here and those that are listening. And I just pray that you really cover this time, and we lift this time up to you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So when I was preparing for this message, I guess, I was thinking about what could I possibly talk about. And there's only one thing, really. Within the last year, my wife and I have brought into this world our little girl, who's sitting at the back there, Caitlin. And really, her existence has, I guess, for lack of a better word, invaded our life, right? Everything about her has been kind of the focus. And that her existence really has revealed to us mainly God's nature in his love for us, right? I think it's a really easy example that I expected. Lots of parents, new parents, always say, like, you know, as a new parent, you know, I feel that I can relate to God's love, like, very easily. And I expected it, right? But it was very different when we actually had her amongst us. And many times we would describe it, or P. Sam would describe it, as a head knowledge to heart knowledge, right? So, so I would say that before Caitlin, I would perceive God's love as being very tangible, right? If anybody were to ask me, how do you know God loves you? Right? I would probably answer by saying, well, you know, God has given me a great family, right? Has provided me with a loving wife. Right, it has provided me the ability to work. Right, there's all these have things. Right, and after Caitlin, though, I would say that because of how we parent her, you know, how we express love at this stage of her life, it really brought to surface as far as what love can also look like. And I would say at this stage, a lot of how we express our love is by restriction. A lot of guidelines, a lot of rules, right? Right now, or recently, we were training her to sleep, right? And that was horrible, right? But we were forcing her to, like, hey, you have to sleep by yourself. You have to let her cry. We have to put her on a schedule. Very, very strict things. And for me, I never realized that, you know, that's how love can be. Right, and it's funny that when I was, and I just realized, I should have realized this much earlier, but in the Bible, all the rules are right in the beginning. Right, at this stage of her life, what she needs is structure. She needs guidelines. She needs teaching. Right, whereas I feel like I think Seinfeld, he has this comedy bit where he goes, you know, it early in life, it's always don't do this, don't do that. Right, but later in life, it's everything is like go, right? So I would say that at this stage right now, I feel like these 8 months, like, God has really revealed to us that, you know, structure and saying no and restraint is also a form of love, right? And for me, before, I would say that maybe I perceive God's love as being, or God as a father, as somebody that just constantly gives. Right, and so in this season, God has really revealed to me that, you know, a lot of times when I don't get what I seek after or what I want, you know, it's really still very possible, you know, that it's out of a place of love. And I knew that in my head, but, you know, now that I have to enforce these kind of processes with and with Caitlin, you know, it just hits home very quickly, right? And as I was reflecting on this as well, like, the word delight came to my mind. You know, when I look at her, sometimes saying that you're happy or that it brings you joy, it doesn't quite encapsulate how you feel. Like, delight is not a word that I would normally use, right? By definition, it means like it brings great pleasure, right? And I think like delight almost in how I would define it is that there's almost a giddiness to it. That pleasure part is giddy, right? And greatness is like it's almost unbridled or unreasonable, right? And I think that's exactly how I feel with her when I see her, at least right now, right? When she's not going crazy, right? But in the Bible, right, when God delights in us, it's used in a handful of illustrations, right? In Song of Solomon's chapter 7, specifically verse 6, right? God's using the word delight to describe his emotions towards us as the bridegroom, right? So in verse 6, he goes, "How beautiful and how delightful you are, my love, with all your charms," right? And in Psalm 18, verse 16 to 19, in this context, David has just been delivered from his enemies, right? And verse 16, he goes, "He sent from on high, he took me, he drew me out of many waters, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me." So I was thinking from a biblical context, you know, what does delighting in something mean? How does that look like, right? I think here and there's different aspects of God delighting in us, right? And sometimes it manifests itself in just joy, right? We just look at our children and we're just happy, right? And sometimes it means that we have to do things for them, maybe defend them. So sometimes in the news now, there's always news about how there's tragedy, and sometimes it involves children. And the news anchor will inevitably say, you know, like you know, all parents will feel especially emotional or distraught when they hear, you know, any unjust occurring to children, right? And then to me, right now, it's like that weight hits a lot harder, right? And it also means that, you know, I'm willing to do a lot more. Like when I think about women that you hear stories about how women like lift up a car to try to save the kid. I can see it's possible. It makes sense to me. It's very reasonable now, right? And I think that comes from the fact that there's so much joy and there's so much love to this child that it just makes sense, even though at earthly levels, it makes no sense, right? I guess what I was thinking also is that why does God delight in us, right? We're often taught on this verse of 1 John 4:19, right? We love because he first loved us, right? A lot of times we look at it as, you know, why do I love? Because he first loved us. But we rarely talk about why does he first love us, right? When I look at Caitlin, right, she hasn't really done anything for me. Like, you know, she hasn't really provided anything. She hasn't accomplished a whole lot, right? But when I first saw her, you know, I loved her unconditionally. I loved her beyond what I thought I could love something, right? And I think that the answer to, like, why does God delight in us or why does God love us first? And the answer is, it's simply just because, right? We're created in his image, right? We own the title of a child of God. And those two things simply in itself is why he loves us. And now that we have Caitlin, it's like that rings so true. It rings so true because, you know, like she looks like me. She looks a lot like me, right? And as soon as she was born, right, even before we named her, she was my daughter. And that in itself was precious, right? And that held value, right? So, and for me, it paralleled with God's love for us. It made it so undeniable. It made it possible that it wasn't so far of a stretch that how is it possible that there is a God that loves me before I've done anything, right? Now that we have Caitlin, I would say, like, yo, I have that experience now, so I know it's possible. And if I, a sinful man from this earth, can have the capability, have the capacity to love something that much, God must love us infinitely that much more, right? And finally, like, I guess what I ask myself sometimes is that, can I ever stop loving her? At what point? What can she do to ever make me in a position to stop loving her? And even though I've run my mind through many dark, dark scenarios, you know, the end result is like, you know, I think there's many situations where I might feel hurt. There's situations where I'll feel disappointed, a lot of sorrow. But I can't fathom a situation where I can say, like, you know what? I don't love this child anymore, right? And that's, when I think about stuff like that, it's just, you know, again, I'm paralleling with God's love for us. Like, if I on earth can do this, how much more can God love us, right? How much mercy can he show us? And I guess finally, like, now that I have an understanding of the value of God's love, it, to me, well, John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world that he, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. He chose us over his Son. And I know how much I love Caitlin. And it blows my mind that there is a God out there that would choose me over his own Son. And although we've known this intellectually for a long time, I think that in this season, as in Caitlin being our firstborn, that carries so much weight. This season has been full of revelation, not in the sense that it's new knowledge, but it's much deeper knowledge. It's a knowledge that it touches you, right? And I just wanted to share that, you know, that we've been so thankful for what God has provided us. And in this season, you know, we're just so fortunate to be able to experience God's love through her and through the lessons that we've learned through her. And just, being able to recognize that God has his hand in our lives through her as well. So, yeah, I hope that is encouraging to you. But so far, I would say these past 8 months, like, we've been very blessed to be able to recognize God's love. So, yeah. So, if I can ask Sarah to lead us in a time of worship.
Your love has ravished my heart, taken me closer, taken me closer. and all I want is to be with you forever, with you forever. Your love has ravished my heart, taken me closer, taken me closer. And all I want is to be with you forever, with you forever. Pull me a little closer, take me a little deeper. I wanna know your heart, wanna know your heart. Your love is so much sweeter than anything I've tasted. Wanna know your heart, wanna know your heart. I wanna know your heart. Your love has ravished my heart, taken me closer, taken me closer. And all I want is to be with you forever, with you forever. Pull me a little closer, take me a little deeper. I wanna know your heart, wanna know your heart. 'Cause your love is so much sweeter than anything I've tasted. I wanna know your heart, wanna know your heart, wanna know. Your love is for me. Whoa, whoa, how great is your love. Whoa, whoa, how great your love is for me. Whoa, whoa, how great is your love. Whoa. Pull me a little closer, take me a little deeper. Wanna know your heart, show me your heart. 'Cause your love is so much stronger than anything I've faced. And wanna know your heart, wanna know your heart. Wanna know.
Let's spend some time in covering our community, whether it be cancer, chemo, or surgery. Let's just really cover those that are around us, and especially those that that you know. And yeah, so let's just spend some time covering our community. And now let's spend some time covering those who have illnesses and also would like to receive prayer for their salvation as well. And so let's do that. Let's now focus on, I guess, those that are around us that have infirmities. Just pray that, that we cover them for their treatments and their ailments. And now let's cover those that are around us who are in job seeking mode. And I just pray that that you open doors. And today, let's spend some time in covering the upcoming ministries within today, whether it be house church, outreach, some of the education ministries, and also cover, those that are involved within our missions team, whether it be Grace in Cambodia or Peace Sophia, who's set for Japan. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time that we've had to spend in time with prayer within this, each community, and I just pray that you continue to cover everybody's day and this time of prayer, and I just pray that that it'd be a time of blessing, and that I just pray that you speak to each and every one of us today, and we thank you, and we pray in Jesus' name.